As we mentioned yesterday, Aaron finished the Avoda, but before doing so, he gave a bracha, Birchas Kohanim, to Bnei Israel, that the Shekhinah should appear to them, should be shown on the Mishkan. The very next Pasuk Chav Gimel, it says, Vayavo Moshe Aaron al Olam Moed, Vayetzu Vayavarchu et Ha'am, Vayerek for Hashem al Ha'am. Even after Aaron's bracha, the Shekhinah didn't come, until Moshe and Aaron came together, into the Olam Moed, and then came out and gave a blessing to the Jewish people. What's missing in this pasuk is the explanation of what Moshe and Aaron did in the Olam Moed. It says, "Vayavo Moshe v'Aaron el Olam Moed, v'yetzu v'yivarchu etam." Well, what did they do there? So Rashi says that after everything Aaron did, the Shekhinah still didn't come, and Aaron thought Hashem is angry at him. Moshe said, "Of course not. The Shekhinah wants to come." They went in and they davened together, and then the Shekhinah arrived. And obviously the question here is, why did they have to daven? Hashem had said he was going to put a Shekhinah on the Mishkan. They did everything they were supposed to do. The Shekhinah should come. This is one of the places where we learn a very important lesson from. And that is, everything needs tefillah. Even something God wants to do, even something God has promised to us to do, we need to turn to God in tefillah for it to happen. And we see this by the inauguration of the first Beit Mikdash as well, Divrei Yamim Bed Perek Zayin. Only once Shlomo davened, he learned from Moshe and Aaron, did the fire come down from the sky. An excellent example of this we see in a very similar circumstance by Eliyahu HaNavi. Melachim Aleph Perek Yud Chet, he's gathered the Nevi'i Habal there on the one side, him on the other side. The Nevi'i Habal are unable to bring the Shekhinah down, the Eish down from in Shamayim. And then it's Eliyahu HaNavi's turn. And he turns to Hashem and he davens, Aneini Hashem Aneini. Why does he have to daven? He has to daven because even though Eliyahu is doing what Hashem wants, anything Hashem does for us comes only once we recognize that it's from He who it comes. And that's why the Jewish people davened at Yamsuf as well. As we know, Hashem said to Moshe, Matatzakelai, why are you davening? Just cross the Yamsuf. The Sfat Emet explains that the Jewish people are davening because tzaddikim always turn to Hashem, even when they know what Hashem wants from them. The Sefer Ikarim, Maimar Revi, Perek Yudchet, has a long conversation of this based on understanding how we grow through tefillah. Even if Hashem wants it to happen, we turn to Him, we grow through the process, and that's when it happens. Rav Tzadok HaKohen summarizes all this, Tzidkas HaTzadok Os Samachvav, Tefillah Tzarech L'chol Dover. We need davening for everything. Afal Pi Shenigzer MeHashem Yisbarach. Even if what we're davening for is already being nigzer from Hashem. Halo Tirev Eliyahu HaNavi. Look at Eliyahu HaNavi, even though Hashem promised that he should go to Achav, etc., still he had to daven. This reminds us of the importance of tefillah, the process of our recognition of where things come from, of our growth in turning to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then asking Him for it so He can give it to us.